Hello and welcome to our Storage for Virtual Desktop podcast. I am Senior Site Editor Bridget Botello with SearchVirtualDesktop.com, and we are here with Todd Knapp, CEO and CTO of Envision Technology Advisors based in Providence. Hi, Todd.
Howdy.
Thanks for joining us. I know you do a lot of work with VMware View and helping people architect their environments, so glad to have you on here. Basically, you just came back from VMworld, as did I. I'm curious if you saw anything related to architecting the back-end storage with the View 5 that you find interesting. I know they, in the past, have done some stuff with tiered storage to try to lower the cost of VDI storage. That's a kind of a pain point for people. Anything that they have been doing or that you think will be helpful for IT pros?
Well, when we were out at VMworld this year, one of the big focuses of our time was specifically around storage for VDI deployments. We met with 7 different storage vendors that were really the key players there and talked to them. And 3 of them were more innovative storage vendors that are building specifically around virtual desktops. And then we had 4 of them that were kind of your big players, EMC, NetApp, you know, the major guys in the industry, and talked to them about their strategies. And, you know, what we've really found is that you know, of course, VMware has their own answer to this, and VMware's answer is, you know, hey, we can't really be the ones providing the storage, so what we can do for you is give you the ability to have multiple storage arrays, and then we will automatically move your virtual machines to the one that performs best for that system. And it's a nice idea, but it is very management heavy, very overhead heavy. It requires time for it to figure out how to do that. Our argument has always been the thing to do is to architect for virtual desktops up front, and that's kind of what brought us to the process of assessing those. What we ended up looking at were vendors who do I/O offload for both software and hardware implementations. Some of them allow you to take existing storage and I/O offload to their appliance, and then their appliance sends that data out to your existing storage. We call those proxy appliances. And then there were others that just had solid-state solutions that were meant for, you know, put your virtual desktops here and they'll perform fastest. So there were a lot of really exciting things out at VMworld this year.
Yeah, and you've talked to me before about some of the reasons that storage is a problem with, didn't we talk about segregating I/O and different ways to improve the way your storage and your virtual desktops perform?
We did, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know how technical we really want to be right now. Do you want the super technical answer?
Yeah. I mean, I think our audience can handle it.
All right, cool. So the super technical answer is that when most virtual desktops today are linked clones, and whether they are linked clones is a VMware term, whether or not we're talking about VMware or Citrix, the premise is fundamentally the same, where what we've got is a single master image. And from that master image, all we're really doing is referencing that image and then creating delta files, you know, the differences in the virtual machines. And those delta files are where our end users operate. The issue with storage is that most storage today is optimized for file block sizes that are more consistent with databases and file transfer. They're much larger blocks. When you look at virtual desktops, you're talking about very small blocks of data that you read and write in very rapid succession. So most storage arrays are not natively built for that, and they kind of get a little crippled either by the volume of small read-writes that occur, or by the volume of them that occur on a single run, or because the path between the hosts and the storage was never architected for the number of, you know, the fabric itself was never architected for the number of requests being made. So, you know, one of the things we've advocated for a long time is the idea of separating not just by LUN or by protocol stack, you know, for example, NFS versus iSCSI versus Fiber Channel over Ethernet, not just separating the fabrics, but also separating the workloads. Let's take a look at what our workstations are actually doing, measure their performance, both before they're virtualized and then constantly after they're virtualized. And there are lots of tools that do that. There's one from Liquidware Labs that does it called Stratosphere, works really well. And then segregate our desktops across our storage based on their I/O needs. All of that is sort of a retroactive way or a reactive way to look at the storage around virtual desktops. the better model is to do some architecture up front, and that's what brought me to all the storage vendors this year at VMworld. You've probably heard a lot about solid-state disks in the last 6 months. Every vendor out there thinks that they're going to cash in on that, and the, you know, it can be confusing for end users, so we went out there to kind of demystify some of that.
Yeah, and so what are some of the most promising technologies that you saw that you think will apply to some of your customers?
Well, some of the things that I thought were really compelling, you know, let's start with the software vendors. There are a couple of products. One of them is called Atlantis Computing. And if you haven't looked into Atlantis and you do a lot of virtual desktop, it's worth examining. Atlantis is a software solution to addressing the I/O in a virtual appliance. What essentially happens is you load the Ilio virtual appliance, which is their technology, into a VMware host, and then you present LUNs from your storage to the Ilio virtual appliance, and then the Ilio virtual appliance represents them to VMware. And what the opportunity is essentially we're going to use RAM to cache information in the store that's being written to and from the virtual desktop, deduplicate it in line, and then only write what's necessary down to the storage. So, you know, I watched a live demonstration while I was out at VMworld where they took a SAN that was capable of producing about 600-800 IOPS, because it was just a very small, it had like four hard drives in it, and they elevated it, and on Iometer we're getting 6,200 IOPS out of that same piece of storage just by routing the virtual desktop request through the Ilio. And that was kind of compelling. One of the other tools that I saw that I thought was really cool was on the hardware side, and that was a product called Whiptail. And Whiptail is an all-solid-state solution. It's essentially a storage array. What's slick about it is that, I don't know how much you know about, or how much your audience knows about solid-state disks, but there are two flavors, SLC and MLC. So the SLC disks are kind of the fiber channel disks of the solid-state world. They're very industrial. They're meant for lots and lots of read-writes, actually around 100,000 per block. Mm-hmm. And the reason that's important is because solid-state disks wear out, and they wear out very quickly. There are what's called hotspots, where you've got a database, for example, sitting on a solid-state disk, and it reads and writes from this one database all the time, and it's the same set of blocks constantly being burned. Eventually, those blocks will fail. And they actually fail pretty quickly, sometimes on the order of 6 months to a year.
And this stuff is not cheap, I would imagine. I mean,
No. It's big, big money. Yeah. So, you know, that's MLC disks. MLC disks are the ones that we are all used to having in our thumb drives and things like that. That storage doesn't do a lot of read-writes very well. So SLC was developed. SLC is extraordinarily expensive. When you look at one shelf of SLC disks in most vendors, you could be talking upwards of $100,000 just for a single shelf. Well, if you're doing this for virtual desktops and you're going to put 300 virtual desktops on that, what do you think that does to the cost per desktop?
Right.
It doesn't make financial sense anymore. So what the folks at Whiptail said is, you know, maybe there's a way that we can use MLC disk to accomplish the same thing that SLC is doing by, instead of allowing the virtual machine to pick where it's going to write the blocks, let's intercept that and write the data evenly over every block. So if a block gets used, we don't rewrite to that block again until every other block on the disk has been used once. And that way, instead of having hotspots and essentially burning out disks, we can extend the life to match something like an SLC, and we can do it for fairly short money. So where an SLC shelf is, like I said, you know, 100,000 up, an MLC from Whiptail may be, you know, on the order of sub 35K.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty compelling. At that point, all of a sudden, you're adding, you know, $20-$30 cost per desktop addition to what you're doing, and the difference is that the Whiptail product can absorb 250,000 IOPS.
Yeah.
250, quarter million IOPS is amazing, operations per second.
Yeah, so it's well worth to pay for a third-party software like Whiptail, because it's going to lower your overall storage costs significantly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the Whiptail solution is basically saying, okay, I'm going to use a different vendor's piece of hardware so that I don't have to beat the heck out of my primary SAN vendor's infrastructure, and I don't have to spend $100,000 on a shelf.
Yeah.
If you can't afford to do that, then potentially a software solution like the Ilio from Atlantis allows you to, you know, you're not going to get 250,000 IOPS, but you might get 20 or 30. And, you know, if you're talking about a deployment of virtual desktops that's sub 1,000 desktops, that could be very, very compelling.
Yeah. So basically, a lot of vendors are doing work and they're churning out new stuff fairly quickly to lower the cost of virtualizing your desktops, because, I mean, that is a big, you know, storage is a thorn in the side of this technology.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So is there anything else, Todd, that, you know, when it comes to storage and virtualizing desktops that you think is important for people to keep in mind before moving forward with a project?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that I say to every single customer is measure, measure, measure. You know, there's an old adage in woodworking, measure twice, cut once. I think that's very, very true in this circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
What I've really come to understand over the last, you know, 3 years of deploying virtual desktops is that the more you measure up front, the more you continuously measure the performance of this environment ongoing, the better off you're going to be. And I had mentioned earlier, briefly, the Liquidware Labs thing. They are one of a number of vendors that do this, but one of the very cool things at VMworld this year was that particular company showed off a technology specifically around customers who have NetApp that are virtualizing desktops, and this thing is very, very good at looking at the performance of the NetApp array and helping you to not just give you information, but actually architect the way in which you're going to leverage that storage. So, you know, again, it's measure, measure, measure all day long.
And so thanks so much, Todd, for your time. Anyone out there who needs help, Todd's the guy, obviously. He knows his stuff. You guys can visit him at envisionsuccess.net. Todd, thanks so much for your time.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
I am Senior Site Editor Bridget Botello with searchvirtualdesktop.com.